Hello, welcome to The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well and getting out and getting to make some great photographs and do some amazing things with your camera, your heart, your soul, your mind as you get out and do something creative. I've been teaching photography for a number of years, looking at photographs, helping people understand their photographs, take better photographs. And one of the consistencies that I've noted, one of the things I've seen happen a lot is how people approach their photography or the photography of others and what they talk about and what they describe. And as I've been observing those things, I've been trying to narrow them down into a small little subset. So could I identify some of these core elements and then find a way to better understand the approach somebody would take to their photography? And does it then help me better understand a way to communicate them and talk about their experience or the photographs they're making, or help them maybe expand what they're seeing and understanding? And I've come up with, you know, kind of three big buckets. There's the how photographer, the why photographer, and then on the rare side, there's the where photographer. And where doesn't mean physical location, and I'll explain where in a second. It was a term given to me by a mentor of mine a number of years ago that had a huge impact on how I approach and think about my own work. But I want to return to that first one, the how photographer. And I think this is a lot of photographers. I think they're in the how bucket. They think that there is some magic way to appreciate their work, to gain insight into work by understanding the low-level technical nuance of how a shot was done or how a photograph was created. So these are the people who want to know f-stops, they want to know shutter speeds, they want to know camera bodies, they want to know sensor sizes, they want to know paper types, ink sets, they want to know flash. Did you decouple your exposure flash compensation from the body? They ask you all sorts of nuanced technical questions. And a lot of photographers aren't how photographers. They have a basic understanding to kind of create the photographs they want. They love creating their work and they go out and create it. Or they're on the side of maybe they are a preset Instagram filter type of photographer and they actually don't know the how of why their photograph's created. They only know they like the aesthetic and the look of it. And I'm not saying that you are a better photographer or a worse photographer because you focus in on this particular aspect of photography. But it does inform us a lot about your approach and the things you think are valuable in a photograph. I would argue that if you're limited to just the how aspect, then you are missing out on a huge part of the experience and a huge part of your understanding of the work. And I would also argue that you don't necessarily need to know the how and the nuanced how of something to fully enjoy it. I don't need to understand the nuance of how an electric car engine works and the batteries recharge and all of that to go from point A to point B. Ultimately, my destination is probably the thing that matters. How I get there might be secondary. So the lower the level we understand something from a technical standpoint doesn't mean that we are better able to create our work. Understanding how a paintbrush is created or how paint is actually made doesn't necessarily make us a better painter. Nor does understanding the physics of how sound is created help us better understand and appreciate somebody creating a classical piece of music or jazz or rock or whatever it is. We may understand the harmonics, but we don't necessarily get the gist of the creative element, the human element that comes into play with that. So if you are finding yourself in a conversation where you hear a lot of technical elements, a lot of technical things, and you're not that way, or you are that way and are trying to break out of that bubble, push back on that conversation, whether it's with yourself or with somebody else in the room, to say, so I hear you asking a lot of how questions. Could you talk about something else other than the how of the photograph? Because one of the things that how doesn't do is it doesn't allow us to expand the conversation beyond camera, sensor, lens. And really, most of the time we respond to work, what we engage with is we connect with something or don't connect with something, and we're either trying to recreate or not create that. So the how is an attempt for somebody to say, wow, I appreciate that work. I would like to be able to do that myself. Or I see something in the work that I don't want like, and I'm trying to figure out what is it from a technical standpoint so that they could provide that feedback. Either way, it's our responsibility to push through that on both sides. The why question is the second question and the second kind of bucket for people that I've seen a lot of and really had people focus on, which is the why you would photograph something. And every time I hear that question, like, why did you take this picture? I think about that smart-ass remark that people make when they talk about climbing a mountain. And they say, oh, why did you climb to the top of the mountain? And somebody says, well, because it was there. And the ego that's wrapped up in that snarky comment, as if the whole reason we climb something or the whole reason we do something is because it's there. It's not for us to learn more about ourselves or challenge ourselves or better ourselves. And I know that in the context of that mountain climbing example, that is a little bit of that snarkiness, is that I'm trying to challenge myself to do something because I'm trying to see if it's there, if it's possible. But in photography, the why we took the photograph is oftentimes a misunderstanding of we just found something we liked or something we appreciated or something we found interesting. Or maybe we were somewhere and something happened in front of us that we were interested in. And other times we take the photograph because we're working on a project. We're working on some sense of something bigger than ourselves. We're trying to understand why we create photographs, what's interesting in our photography. Any of those reasons are completely valid reasons and normal reasons for why we might take a photograph. But at the core of why is a deeper understanding. We're trying to understand something, which may go back to even how. We took a photograph, and why we took it is we're trying to understand how our flash works. Or we're trying to understand something about our experience in life growing up that's led us to become the person we are. Or we're trying to understand something in society. We're trying to understand something deeper and broader than our own awareness of the world right now. That's why we took the photograph. Or we're trying to understand something about somebody else, and it's through some sort of association or empathy that we're trying to understand. What I'm trying to get at is that the why in some ways is secondary. And if you give somebody the why, and that's their approach of why did you take the photograph? Because I found ferns interesting. I found my dog to be cute. Whatever that reason is, if it doesn't resonate in a meaningful way with the person who's asking the question, it somehow seems to have the impact of diminishing the value of the photograph because there wasn't the expectation met of what this person thought the photograph was about. And at the same time, I hear photographers get pretty snarky about it when somebody asks, well, why did you take that photograph? And they come back with, well, why do you think I took the photograph? As if to put the ownership of that conversation on the person viewing the work, when really the conversation is between the two people or between the photograph and the person. Why the photograph was taken may not always be clear by just looking at the work. Maybe there is something in the conversation that needs to happen. And other times, it may be really clear and obvious why somebody took the work. Other times, I think we dismiss something that we have decided is no longer important and no longer of value. One of those could be just, I took a picture of the landscape because I thought it was a beautiful landscape. And even though it's not currently maybe the thing or the passion that we find a lot of people responding to is the beauty of the world, we are so angst up something with something else that we don't respond the same way we would have, say, 60 years ago to a beautiful, pristine mountain landscape because we feel like it's trite and we've seen it before. That doesn't impact the fact that some people are enamored with the beauty of the world and they want to share that with others. So that type of work is also, I think, of value. So understanding that why oftentimes helps us maybe understand something about the taking of the photograph, but it's not the do-all, be-all answer. And it helps us classify and understand and maybe think about how to respond to people who ask that why in a different way. So rather than create a defensive front or act as if we don't understand the nature of the creative act with that person, it's a chance to maybe have a dialogue about what you were seeing, what you were thinking, what you were wondering when you created the work, which leads me to my last kind of large bucket. And this bucket, like I said, was given to me with a mentor. And the question is aware. Where were you when you took the photograph? And of all the buckets, this is the one that I think is the most interesting. And this is the one I've started to ask the most when I'm dealing with somebody's work and trying to understand where it's at and how they conceptualize the work, because I think this gets to the core of who we are as photographers, and that's the where were you at. When I was first asked that question, my response was quite trite, as it sometimes is when I get asked questions that I don't understand, and my response was, I'm in Walla Walla, or I'm in Yosemite, or I'm in downtown Seattle, or I'm on the San Francisco Wharf. Whatever it was the physical proximity, the physical location. When really what the question was about was, where were you at inside your heart, your head, your soul, your mind, when all of the elements of technical and why come together, where did you feel that? Where did you experience that? What was that sensation like to create the photograph? The photographs that really resonate with us, we oftentimes don't understand why that is the case. There's just something about them that has a longingness, they're a haunting element, and not a bad haunting, but they just stick with us and they hold us in an interesting way. And that's because they're a where type photograph. Where were we? What did we connect with? How did we connect with that? All of those elements come together in that I was in a place of peace. I was in a place of anger. I was in a place of this. I was in my head. I was in my heart. I could feel it in my gut when I pushed the shutter. I could feel the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It was a moment of tension and excitement. The where becomes the more interesting question, becomes the more interesting conversation to have with the photographer. So when you see their look and you ask them, where were you at, and get them past the trite answer, which most of us come back with, but where were you in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind, and when you felt the photograph, where were you? What was that relationship like? What were you thinking about? How did that connect to who you are as a person, and how did that connect to us as a broader community? That becomes the more interesting question. So I think as you look at your conversations you're having with others and your own photography and the photography of others, and you're in a how or a why bucket, maybe start to think about that where bucket. Where were you in your body, mind, heart, and soul when you took the photograph? What was the state of being? And have that conversation. And you might find yourself having a more interesting conversation about photography and a more interesting conversation about your own photography when you sit down and have that conversation with yourself in a truthful and meaningful way, even if it's, I was nowhere and I'm not really sure why I took the photograph. I hope you have a great week and get a chance to get out and do something amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It means the world to me to know that you're out there listening and enjoying the conversations that we've been having. Don't forget, you can find the podcast up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. So if you change phones or change subscriptions to things, you can always find the podcast wherever you need to. And you can also provide us a review up there that helps other people find the podcast. So if you're enjoying the podcast, or a review or a click of some stars would be a great thing. I would really appreciate it. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.